When I grew up on the farm, fly was something we sprayed to kill, and jam was something we put on our breakfast toast.
Jam. Fly jam. Fly Jams Friday.
Oh, yeah. This is Fly Jam Friday on your overnight radio with my man, Nick D, on 720 WGN.
Yeah. Fly Jams Friday. Start your weekend off with a funky Friday. It's an extra long weekend. Labor Day on Monday, so we got a 3-day weekend here coming up. So let's celebrate it with some fly jams, R&B, baby. That's what we're looking for. And if you want to get in here, the lines are open. Dan just jumped into the TARDIS. He's now DJ Shagru, Viggity Viggity Vic, Verified Double V is in the newsroom. Esmeralda just finished spinning around on her head. And she is now Esmeralda the Heart Melda, and I'm Wiki Wiki Nikki. Phone lines are open. Get your requests in now. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200 for Fly Jams Friday. Call in right now. Yeah. I requested this one from DJ Shagru, for obvious reasons. It's now September. See how that works? See? I'm a smart man. I also requested it because it rules, and it's Earth, Wind, and Fire, and it is Fly Jams Friday. 312-981-7200 for your Fly Jams. All right, we got some requests here. Well, look at this. Paul. Oh, this is great. Paul wanted Ron Simmons' WCW entrance theme. He wanted to play the WCW entrance theme of wrestler Ron Simmons because he thinks it's a fly jam.
When I'm in the ring, I'm a wrestling nightmare, straight from Georgia. And if you don't think I'm hard, you ought to put on your trunks. Let's go to war. Straight up knuckle, I'ma slam your head against the turnbuckle. A one-man army ready to fight. Slamming bodies left and right. So keep talking all that junk, but bring it to the circle. And I'ma put your body on the mat, punk, because I don't really think you want none. You made a mistake when you struck to run. Straight from Georgia.
Yeah, straight from Georgia, man. Ron Simmons. Oh, man. Somebody sent me some old WCW stuff, you know, because I'm a big wrestling fan. Of course, I haven't watched it in a while because I think the product right now on WWE is pretty weak. But anyway, I do watch Lucha Underground on the El Rey channel because the luchadors, the Lucha Underground is fantastic. Fantastic. But anyway, some old WCW, and I was watching some old WCW with Chris Jericho, and Chris Jericho was in WCW, and he had this really fat bodyguard named Ralphus who would come out wearing like a half shirt. Just Ralphus rules. So then, okay. All right, we got some calls coming in. Fly Jams Friday, 312-981-7200. It's Jasmine on WGN. Hi, Jasmine.
Hello.
Hi.
It's the last Friday before I'll be sadly back in school.
So oh, you got to go back to school.
Thought I'd make a request for the end of the summer.
Okay.
I Wish by Stevie Wonder.
All right. Yeah, that's a jam. That is a jam. Stevie Wonder. Jasmine, when do you go back to school?
I think Tuesday.
You're not even sure?
No, not really.
Okay. I think it's probably Tuesday because, you know, Monday's Labor Day, so I'm guessing you go back on Tuesday.
And I'm going to be a junior, so only 2 more years until I face the quote-unquote real world.
Ah, okay. You're going to be a junior. Well, good luck, Jasmine, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, take care.
Bye.
Jasmine's going to be a junior. She's growing up right before our ears. I just, 312-981-7200. 773 area code requested a little Mario.
You should let me love you. Let me be the one to give you everything you want and need. A baby, good love and protection. Make me your selection. Show you the way love's supposed to be. Baby, you should let me love you, love you. Love you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on, Mario. Is he, does he drive a cart?
Wait, I think it's Omarion.
Who?
Right?
It says Mario here.
I think that's a different guy. There was a Omarion, right?
Is it a different one?
I thought it was a different guy.
Who's, I don't know.
Who's Omarion?
He was in that group with the guy from Sister Sister.
I have no idea. Was he in Let Me Love You Down?
He was part of the boy band B2K.
He was part of B2K. So one of the guys in B2K was in Sister Sister?
Yes.
Oh. Oh. All right.
Their number one single was Bump, Bump, Bump.
Thank you, DJ Shagru, for all the information about BK2?
B2K.
Oh.
Omarion also in Fat Albert.
Fat Albert?
And You Got Served.
You Got Served and Fat Albert?
Yeah.
Wow. Fat Albert, man. My main man, Kenan Thompson. Hey, you know what? It's a fly jam. We need to play What's Up With That. That's a fly jam right there. Ooh-wee. What's up with that? What's up with that? That song's a jam. Lindsey Buckingham doesn't like it very much, but it's a jam. All right. Here's Fly Jam Bob. Hey, Bob.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
Well, the wicked stepchild of the Nick D Show has been finally let out of the dungeon and allowed to come back with a live full-time segment.
Well, there you go. What do you got for us there, Bob?
Well, you know, a few weeks ago you exposed us to your inner disco self from the past, you know, Ring My Bell, Anita Ward, and the Bee Gees.
Sure.
So this morning I thought I'd play one of my guilty pleasures you haven't mentioned that hasn't been played here on Fly Jams Friday, except that Duffy's put it in his promo this morning for Cochran. Here's Right Back Where We Started From by Maxine Nightingale.
Ah.
Now it's even more appropriate because Fly Jams Friday is finally right back where we started from.
All right. Jam. All right. Fly Jams.
She's the first Maxine that's ever sung on Fly Jams Friday. Of course, she is not the first Maxine to be featured on Fly Jams because that honor goes to Dan's daughter, Maddie Maxine.
Oh, nice. All right, Bob. Thanks,
hey,
buddy.
Hey, I thought last night's show was a Barry Manilow tribute with you playing all his commercials. Like a Good Neighbor, State Farm is there. The first one with the sweet female voice in the background.
Yeah.
That's Barry Manilow.
And the Band-Aid one is him, too.
Oh, and also You Deserve a Break Today.
Yeah. He wrote a million of them.
Well, the woman who sang that is a local singer named Bonnie Herman. And if you remember when I called you about the Chicago's version of Thurl Ravenscroft, he's the one who did Ho, Ho, Ho on Jolly Green Giant, and also did Hey, Hey, Holy
right.
Mackerel
yeah,
with
yeah,
all
yeah.
voices.
Yeah. All right.
And Armor Hot Dogs, it is not Sissy Kids. It's Skinny Kids.
Oh, Fat Kids, Skinny Kids.
Skinny Kids.
Oh, okay. All right.
And, I prefer Fizzies, were not Alka-Seltzer tablets. They
right. We found that out from Dave Ennett yesterday.
I didn't hear that.
No. All right, Bob. All thanks. Right. I got to run.
Take care.
All right. Take care. Bye. By the way, that song that he played that he requested right back where we started from, you can text in if anyone to text in. What movie should you think of when you hear that song? Just text it in. See if how many people when you hear Maxine Nightingale's right back where we started from, what movie should you immediately think of? Text in 312-981-7200 and we'll give you the answer after the news, which is next. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Tribune Tower. That, of course, was New Edition with Helplessly in Love. It's Fly Jams Friday, but we're going to interrupt Fly Jams Friday for a moment because we want to welcome back to the show and to the studio, Gary Pack from Twin Garden Farms is here.
Morning, Nick.
How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Hey, we're no man. Yeah, baby. That's right. This, by the way, DJ Shigeru, it's a pretty magnificent video, isn't it?
That hair is fantastic.
It's unbelievable. There's a band called The Deal. D-E-E-L-E. The Deal.
Okay.
Fantastic. Oh, the hair.
Sound a little Prince-like.
Yeah, well, everything around that era did. Yeah. So.
Is that Kenneth Babyface Edmonds in the band?
I believe so.
What?
Yes. Oh! Mm-hmm. Dan, we have a special request.
Yes, morning show producer Bennett Cumberbatch, a.k.a. Wake Knight, would like to hear some Frank Ocean Strawberry Swing.
Let's hear it for him. Is that a bomb? Cooks falling on my blood. Ocean's
good times, yeah. I've loved all good times.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Bennett did. Bennett's got some soul. All right, Bennett Cumberbatch, Wake Knight. all right, let's go to Jeff on WGN. Hey, Jeff.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Nick.
How about
some Making It for Batesville, Mississippi?
All right, Making It. Here we go. David Naughton.
My favorite parts of the Making It.
Yeah.
And then the claps.
Yeah. He's making it.
He's making
so it. So that's 2 days in a row we've played that song on the Nick DiGilio show.
Is that going to out Saga?
You can't out Saga Saga. We don't play Saga enough on this show.
And the Saga station.
That's right.
Station
WGN,
for
the station for Saga. All Saga, all day, all night, all Saga. I bet there is, in Canada, there is a 24-hour Saga station.
There's remember I was telling you the loop had that Now More Rush. There's
yeah.
probably a station over there.
Now More Saga. That's
yeah.
right. Can you call the captain? Can you call Johnny? And find out if there is a... Because we have Taves' number, right?
Right.
We can just call
right.
Johnny. And...
Sure.
Johnny?
Oh, and ask him. Yeah.
And ask him if they're, you know... Well, he's probably got the whole collection.
Probably.
He's probably listening to Saga right now. Jonathan Taves is probably cranking Saga
probably
right
now. His pump-up music.
That's right.
Sitting in like a beanbag chair in a basement.
Headphones
attached to the record player.
Yeah, that's what Jonathan Taves is doing right now. He's sitting in a wood-paneled basement in a beanbag chair with big cans on his head listening to Saga's On the Loose.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, guys. I'll turn it down.
Actually, that's how I do picture Jonathan Taves' mom and dad's house to be.
It probably is, because they're still old school, and they're like, no, it's perfectly fine.
Right. You know, just like Jasmine has to go back to school, he's got to report to camp soon, so he's probably spending some last days at home with the folks.
He probably is. At home, you know, eating Muktuk and drinking Molson and listening to Saga. Dan, by the way, did anybody text in the correct answer when I said what movie should people think of immediately when they hear right back where we started from? Did we get any responses?
Let me pull up the text screen.
Okay. Let me see if we've got the correct response.
Yes, multiple ones.
Multiple ones?
Yes. And somebody who said The Family Stone.
Oh, no. Did they use it in that movie, in The Family Stone?
Is that movie with Sarah Jessica Parker?
Yeah, terrible movie.
And everyone hates her?
Everyone hates everyone in that movie. It's a terrible movie. Anyway, the answer, Dan, is?
The answer is Slapshot.
It's Slapshot. They play it. They play that song in Slapshot like 53 times.
Wow.
They cut to whenever they cut to the bus when they're on the road, when the hockey team is on the road driving to their next game. Every time you see the Charlestown Chiefs bus.
Maybe they put money into it.
I don't care. I love that song and I love that movie.
You know, like maybe they were producers and they're like, you got to use our song.
I don't know. I have no idea. Or maybe just the director, George Roy Hill, was like, I really like that Maxine Nightingale song. It's all Slapshot, I'm telling you. I'm not exaggerating when I say they played at least five times in the movie. At least. Maybe more.
Wow.
That movie rules. You ever see Slapshot?
I have not.
Well, I'm bringing that one in next.
Oh,
you got to catch up on some 70s comedy. Yeah. You got Blazing Saddles under your belt.
Yeah.
Now I'll bring in Slapshot.
Yeah, all right.
It's funny. Even if you don't like hockey, if you don't care about hockey, it's funnier if you do. If you like hockey, I happen to kind of like hockey a little.
Just a little bit?
Just a little. Just a
casual.
Teeny bit. Yeah, casually. I'm a casual fan.
You're what's that called?
I'm a bandwagon.
There you go.
Yeah, I'm on the bandwagon. Oh, man. Oh, everybody's a Cub fan now, huh? You know what was really funny? Like, after 2010, everybody loved the Hawks.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I used to go to the stadium and sit there with 3,000 other people. Now there's 22,000. And I'm not complaining because a lot of people are like, it sucks. All these people are bandwagon. So what? The more hockey fans, the better it is.
My favorite,
everyone's invited.
My favorite thing is when they were in the playoffs and I forget who was out on the streets in the middle of the night, but this guy, he's interviewed. He goes, whoa, do you like the Blackhawks? It's GN. And it was a black guy. And
oh,
the
yeah.
Black guy goes, even black people like the black guy.
Exactly. Yeah. It's one of the best interviews ever. All right. We got another quick request here. It's Harold on WGN. Go ahead, Harold.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, we're right. Corn, man. It's great.
Yes, it is.
I discovered it like me about 10 years ago. I was like, this is. I mean, we didn't even know what it was. One day we just bought some corn. And we're like, what was that corn? It's like I was hooked. It's like a.
It's the best. It is.
I need more. Can I have more?
Yeah.
The song is Switchblade by a band called Juicebox.
Switchblade by Juicebox. All right. That's Fly. It's instrumental, but every once in a while they just Switchblade.
No. It's Switchblade.
That's right. That's right. All right, Harold. Thanks, buddy. Let's see. We would like to say hi to Leslie, who is listening to us in Cold Springs, Texas. He enjoys the show.
Nice.
Thank you, Leslie. All right. Is that Leslie Nielsen? Thank you. He came back from the grave.
To Texas.
Yes. No, he came back because you like Dracula Dead and Loving It. That's why.
Like, oh, someone likes it.
Someone
movie.
Likes Dracula Dead and Loving It.
I gotta make
See,
another
that's another
one.
That's another thing. You've seen that movie multiple times, and you just saw Blazing Saddles yesterday for the first time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you watch?
I love that guy who plays Renfield.
Who plays Renfield?
Guy? He's also the twerpy guy with the accent from Ghostbusters 2.
Oh yeah, Peter McNichol.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to see numbers?
You want to see Peter McNichol? You want to see Peter McNichol? Young Peter McNichol, playing like a swashbuckling hero.
Sure.
Dragon Slayer.
Oh boy. Okay.
From like 1981, I think he was like 17. Dragon Slayer. Peter McNichol. Yeah. I can't believe I remember. I can't believe he played Renfield. That movie.
Yeah.
Did you watch Fatal Instinct yesterday, too?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
Corsican Brothers? Was that on your?
No.
Okay.
Not.
You've not seen Up in Smoke
day.
Either, right? You've not seen Up in Smoke.
That's the one with the beginning, right? Where he's the dad's yelling at him?
Yes.
Yeah, I've seen bits.
Okay.
I've seen up to a point, and then I think I stopped watching.
You weren't high enough?
Yeah, I got bored. I was like,
man, I'm not high. I'm this out. Isn't funny. It is funny. Even if you're not high. All right. Here's The Temptations from 847. So be high, oh, look out, baby, cause here I come. And I'm bringing it to all of us too, so get ready, so get ready. I'm gonna try to make you love me too, so get ready, so get ready. Here I come. Get ready, cause here I come. I'm on my way. Yeah. Yeah. You know, Rare Earth. Rare Earth does a killer cover of that.
Oh, yeah.
Rare Earth. The first white band to ever be signed to Motown. Rare Earth. Yeah. All right, here's Nelly and Kelly Rowland.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know this song?
I believe so.
It's called Dilemma.
Yep. There's something about baby girl I just can't leave alone. Tell me, mom, what's it gonna be? She said, you don't know what you mean to me. Come on.
Oh, I know this song. That's right. Yeah. All right. All right, that's it. We're out of time for Fly Jams Friday, Esmeralda.
Oh.